Well, it's most worrying, Barry, I think, in the system, and you know, at a constituency level, some of your TDs, we deal with people on a daily basis. We deal with advocating for people, particularly advocating for those with learning difficulties. I would say someone has failed the system here. Staff, and I understand some of this training was mandatory, so somebody has failed, and the system has failed. I think what's most important now is that we have, and I have spoken to senior management yesterday, and they've made it clear to me that the police will be carrying out the most robust investigation. It has to be swift, it has to be effective, and it has to be thorough. There's too many concerns out there from parents and family members. Remember, these are the most vulnerable in our community. These are 16 adults with very complicated and complex learning disabilities, most profound. Most of them, if not them all, cannot even communicate. So it is essential that to enable this investigation to continue, the police in particular need information. It's clear and obvious, quite serious allegations have been made of mistreatment of these people in long-term residential care. And we have to allow due process as well, by in terms of the staff, that no one can judge or be judgmental on them, but certainly the allegations have been made. The regular inspection took place. They've had a number of concerns. There was left as Western Health and Care Trust wanting in this situation. I had discussions yesterday with senior management. Then the news broke on the RQIA, and I think it's a matter of urgency. I'll be seeking a further meeting with them, because unfortunately it has tarnished all of us now. There's a number of other younger people and adults with learning disabilities you could rest paint down within this complex in Friendship Park, and we need to have confidence for these people entering the system.
Should someone be held accountable here?
Well, people have to be held accountable. You know, I have to be accountable for any action I do as a public representative, particularly civil servants at healthcare end, have to be held accountable in terms of, first of all, how long ago did this inspection take place? Why was staff not adequately trained if a lot of this training was mandatory? And given the circumstances that we now know that these 16 residents have multiple complex, profound learning disabilities, one would imagine that was essential and a priority for whomever was in the management system here to ensure that this happened. It is worrying. I understand these allegations are quite serious about the abuse and mistreatment of residents, and we need the most thorough, effective investigation by the police.